This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Nikki Vlachow and Victor Romagnoli. They're both world travelers and tour guides based in Greece. Nikki grew up on the mainland in a small town, and now she splits her time between Olympia and Athens. And Victor is Canadian-born, but he's spent the last 25 years on the island of Tinos, which is just like half an hour ferry ride away from that popular cruise port of Mykonos. So Tinos, because it was a Venetian colony for 500 years, right? It has that Catholic heritage, and it has a famous church. What does that church mean to you, Nikki, as a Greek person?
I'll just tell you one thing, that both of my two kids were christened in that church. And we traveled with a whole family and friends.
All the way to Tinos.
All the way to
Tinos. Baptism.
For their baptisms, yes.
Why?
Because a lot of Greeks have that. It's a Greek Orthodox church, the one of Mary, that's on the island of Tinos. And most of us are Greek Orthodox, although there is such a high population of Catholics on the island. So there are so many people that visit Tinos every August the 15th, which is a very, very important celebration for the Greek Orthodox people. It's even more important than Christmas. So they visit and they go, some of them crawling all the way up to the church
on
to show
knees.
Their respect. Yes.
Yep. So this little island in the middle of the sea, so overlooked, but it's very famous for this church, which has, what was the miracle there?
The icon came across the sea from Jerusalem. It arrived at a particularly interesting moment in modern Greek history, right, in 1822 when the war was raging over in the Mani against the Ottomans, and it foretold the Greeks would win against the Ottomans, and they did. And, of course, the church was built, and it housed the icon that was supposedly painted by St. the Apostle Luke.
And it has a special place for people all over Greece, not just on that island.
That's right. And I didn't know that when I first arrived there, and it was something I noticed that people were coming off the boats and they were doing exactly what Nikki just described. You know, people would go all the way up to the church on their knees, and I would sometimes go in if I had guests who wanted to see it. And then as I started traveling around Greece, and people would hear that I was from Tinos, complete strangers would take my hand and they put some money, and then they'd close my fist and they'd look at me right in the eyes and they'd say, "When you go home, go to the church and light a candle for me."
Oh.
So I would carry this money.
And you were a stranger.
I was a complete
stranger.
So you
like special delivery.
And I was holding their prayers, and I would end up finding myself suddenly on Tinos amongst the pilgrims, lighting a candle for this complete stranger, and I'd be giving a little prayer for them, and I'd think about the person and the struggles they might be going through, and I have a different connection with that church now.
That's beautiful.